Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
It's Tuesday, the 4th of January, and it's David and Cynthia joining you today on Ground Up Grace. Our Old Testament reading from the daily text is taken from Psalm 57, verse 1. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge.
And from the New Testament, the reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace.
And really, at the start of this new year, David and I just want to take this opportunity to wish you a happy new year. And for many of us, we do not know what this year will bring for us. But we do know that we need God with us, his presence guiding us every day of the year. And it is to him that we direct our cry, that we cry out, be merciful. And I don't know about you, but in times of need, in times of trouble, we need to have a place that we can go to. And for some, you know, they might find solace in walking in the mountains or walking by the seas, but those things are transient. Best, as we see in these scriptures, is that we need to have a person in which we take refuge, in whom we take refuge. And this scripture in Psalm 57 reminds us that it is God that we find refuge in. We find a place of belonging. We find a place of rest. We find a place where we are hidden and we are safe and we are protected in him. And it's to him throughout every day of this next year that we seek to find refuge in him. And we find that he is merciful. That though perhaps we have turned our back on God in times past, but that we come to him afresh and know his mercy, that he does not give or treat us the way that we deserve, but rather he shields us, he protects us, he provides for us, he secretes us in himself, and we are found to be in a safe place in him.
I think it's a beautiful word, the word mercy, and also the beautiful word, the word grace. And these are gifts from the Lord. And they're also things that we can cry out to God for, short prayers. And here the psalmist is crying out a short prayer. He says, be merciful to me. And it reminds me of the tax collector in Luke 18. And he just said that short prayer. He says, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And maybe we can cry out that prayer this morning as well. Lord, be merciful to me. And it reminds me of a friend who was in he was very ill, and he was in a life support machine, and he felt he was dying. And at that time, he could only remember two little words from the scriptures, and it was, Jesus wept. And yet, there he was, totally dependent upon the care of others. But something within his spirit just took hold of those words, and he took refuge in those two little words from scripture. And I've always felt that even in times of great need and difficulty, we can take refuge in the scriptures that the Lord has for us. Sometimes we feel, oh, I need to learn a whole chapter or a whole book of the Bible. But maybe God is just reminding you, just says, take a short verse, take a short sentence, or even a couple of words from scripture, and let them be your prayer. Be merciful to me is a prayer that God hears. And that's why Cynthia and I really appreciate these daily texts, because these are short scriptures that we meditate upon each day, and they become our refuge because they draw us close to God in Christ, and they give us grace upon grace.
I was just thinking, David, as you were saying about your friend there in the intensive care unit, that it was from the fullness of Christ that your friend was able to receive grace. And it's grace upon grace. It's grace that has no end. There's sufficient grace for everybody. It says we in the scripture, we have all received grace upon grace. There's a fullness that is found in Christ that we can come to knowing that he alone provides for us every day, grace upon grace. And we need that grace every day in order that we can serve and bless one another in our family, in our community, in our workplace, in our school, in our college, that there will be grace that overflows from us, from the grace that we have received from Jesus.
And I like the word grace because it's not a New Testament word. It's also an Old Testament word. In fact, grace kind of appears in the most unlikely places. And what grace is, it's the favor of God. It's the disposition of God towards sinners, but it all flows through Jesus Christ. And so even when we look at the Old Testament in the place of Sinai, it's prefaced by saying that God has lifted us up. He bore us up on eagle's wings. And then in the New Testament, we discover people, our apostles like Paul. Every letter he seems to write, he's always talking about grace and mercy. For example, he says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I like it when he starts that letter, he always starts with grace and he speaks about peace. And for us, wouldn't it be great as we start this new year, we just start with grace that we have received from the fullness of God in Christ, and we don't hold it to ourselves, but out of our fullness, we give out to those around us just the grace of God and bring the peace of God into very troubled situations. Because there are places where there's great calamity and difficulty, and people need to know the peace of God, but it comes from knowing that there is a good God and he is gracious and he doesn't hold it back, but he keeps on giving grace upon grace upon grace. So as we wake this morning, let's just realize that we are receiving from God's fullness. Let's not hold it back, but let's live out the grace and the peace of God in our vocations and whatever God has called us to.
Our prayer is found on page 9 of the daily text. Merciful and gracious God, thank you for being my refuge in these tough times. Your presence is calm amid chaos. I humbly receive blessings I haven't earned, and I'm freed from punishment I deserve. Thank you for seeing beyond the chaos of my faults into my beauty. Help me be a loving refuge of grace and mercy to others. Amen.
Going to sing two verses from a well-known hymn. It was written by a man called William Cowper, who lived in the 1800s. And it's a well-known hymn called Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me, Let Me Hide Myself in Thee. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to the cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly, wash me, Saviour, or I die. Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.